The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
5 News, I'm Natalie Serna.
It's 8 minutes after 7. Hey, before we get to, back to some phones here and then talk with Gianna Maselli here in just a moment, all the seriousness of the world on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, we need a dad joke. Did you know the Bronto Burger drive-in owned and operated by the T-Rexes had to close down last week? That was for Fred, of course. Barney says, "No, Fred, I hadn't heard." And Fred said, "Yeah, apparently they were shorthanded." So there we go. Doug Dean from Rogue River, thank you so much for contributing. Dad Jokes of the Day, sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. And by the way, through Wednesday, next Wednesday, 2024 model year end closeouts on all Iron Bull trailers are in stock, okay? Or in stock, or yeah, that's a big closeout pricing. Iron Bull offering an instant $750 rebate on an Iron Bull dump trailer, 12 to 16 footer, or a $500 instant rebate on Iron Bull equipment trailers between 16 to 24 long, okay? So if you're interested in the new 2024 Iron Bull, the time is right now. And remember, it ends Wednesday, next Wednesday, okay? And the horse lady's here. How you doing, Ann? What's on your mind when you were watching the president's speech last night on why he was stepping down, or quitting the race, I should say, not stepping down?
It wasn't last night. I watched him walk down the stairs of Air Force One.
Mm-hmm.
And my first I usually just kind of let my brain roll, and I watched him walk down those stairs. That wasn't him. Whoever was walked down those stairs was very jaunty, and Biden is anything but jaunty. And last night when he started to speak, I just let my mind roll, and I looked at him and I thought, that's not Biden. And I really, really think that there's a very large fishy situation in the whole thing.
Now, see, that's a great conspiracy theory, right? Now, is there a possibility, though, that he looked jaunty coming down the stairs rather than going up? Because it seems that it was going up the stairs that he would have great difficulty because of, you know, of some age issues there.
Well, going down the stairs, he's always gone down the short stairs for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he was, I think it's somebody else with a mask on. Excuse me. I don't think it's him.
It's funny, you know something, Ann, it's funny you bring that up, because I was watching a video, probably connected with a Substack, I forget who it was, but an intelligent agent or someone who was plugged into the CIA types was saying the technology is there now that what Tom Cruise would do in a Mission Impossible. You know, you rip the rubber mask off and then the real person's underneath it, but they say that you can do that now. It's that good. They've got it that
you
good
betcha.
Now. Yeah,
you bet. And I think it's probably been like that for a while, and we just haven't seen him because I think he's too far gone. The other thing is, my power's off again this morning, and this is the third time in a week.
Where?
I'll be back home till 9.
Where?
Central Point.
Oh, Central Point. Okay.
Yeah, I live out by the nursery on Table Rock, and it's off again, and it's been off this the third time.
Well, welcome to the Pacific Power world of we don't want to do anything that might trigger a wildfire. That could be something like that, or it could be, you know, the Occam's razor thing of a tree fell down on something. Who knows? I'll try to find out, okay? I didn't know we had any power failure, but all right, horse lady, you take care. Thanks for the call, really.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center.
No, KMED. Here's Bill Meyer.
I was reading a piece the other day by Gianna Maselli, and it is very thought-provoking, and so I was given the opportunity to invite her on, and so here she is. And Gianna, you're with a group or part of a group called Inalienable University. Could you tell us a little bit about that before we get on to your latest here?
I'm more than part of it. I created it, and I own it.
Well, even better.
Right? Yes. Uh-huh. I own the whole thing. It started November of 22. The impetus of my research was, like, why are people wearing masks? Why do people think a mandate is a law and that the government could tell them to put a paper on their face? And when people don't understand the concept, I said, what if the mandate was a leopard print song? Would you still have obeyed? Because what is the difference? And that wakes them up a little.
Yeah.
But we just have too many sheep, and it also makes them laugh. And it's a good correlation. They cannot force you to do anything.
It's interesting, you know, and it's something else that that a friend of mine who talks often on such matters, constitutional laws and things, when you also consider, well, this is our policy, right? And you hear policy. Well, this is our policy that we do this. Policy is not a law. Policy is a choice that you're just claiming this is what we're doing. This is my policy, or our school district policy, or our city council policy. But is that really lawful, or the force of law, or has the force of law behind it, right? That kind of thing?
Right. It's very loose. Like Dairy Queen has a policy, you can't come in without a shirt. Do they have a right to that? I don't know. I've never researched that, but I'll put on my shirt. But if you're an employee of the company, the corporation making the policy, then you have to follow it. Well, how can you have to follow the policy of government entities? Well, they use mechanisms to trick you into what they perceive is their authority over you, which is U.S. citizenship, the driver's license, marriage license, state birth certificate, things like that. When your rights are inalienable, which is why I named my university Inalienable, because after this COVID debacle, people must know what their rights are and how to enforce them.
Do you think we've just gotten to the point where we've been so beaten down for so many years that we just think it's perfectly normal that, well, of course you have to have a driver's license to travel within the country, or of course you have to have a mask to go out during a pandemic because, well, Fauci said so, and nobody really stopped him. I mean, how do you think we got to this point?
It's twofold. They removed the civics education. I am of a certain age and time when in eighth grade we spent an entire semester on the Constitution and civics, and you had to take a Constitution test to pass to graduate eighth grade. So they removed the education, but they have beaten people down. Like I saw someone yesterday say, should you be allowed to shoot someone who entered your home? And I said, well, your first problem is the choice of the word allowed.
Yeah.
We have the Supreme Court Castle Doctrine. And so I have the most amazing Supreme Court library happening inside my university. And we have a common law library. So that will help people who are interested rewind their brains from obeying the government. No, we created the government. They work for us.
Why does it feel that we work for them? Would it be fair?
Because we consented to it. We have allowed it and we consent to it. And so it says in the Declaration of Independence, consent of the governed. Well, they're kind of fraudulent and lying, but they're not, because we are consenting, but they are tricking us using fraud and mechanisms to get us to unknowingly consent. And so that is one thing that we teach in the university as well. We will teach you the lens at which to see where you're being tricked and frauded, like the driver's license, the state marriage license, the state birth certificate, to get out of these contracts. So as a free person such as myself, I do not have any state ID. My car and my boat are unregistered. The only thing left, I do have a non-resident national passport, which I may or may not give it up. I don't really travel, so it's not a concern. But I work to remove myself from all government agencies, because that is what gives them their perception of authority, such as CPS coming into your house. They're using the marriage license and your child's state birth certificate that you signed as what they believe to be their authority. Now, they'll never come out and tell you that, but I was recently, maybe like March, in a Zoom where we were representing a family getting hammered by CPS, and this one guy didn't speak until the very end. Are you two married? What's the relevance, sir? Oh, I just want to see if he's going to be the legal father on the birth certificate. Well, this article you're referring to that I wrote, legal is what you agree to. Lawful is what's under the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. And so would it be fair to say that Alienable University is about fostering and I know that this is a hot button for many people, especially in the law enforcement world, and that would be a sovereign citizen movement. Is that what this is?
About 2012 or 13, some jackass in the FBI created a document saying, oh, people who are doing, these 15 things are sovereign citizens. Well, we are sovereign, so says the Supreme Court and the Constitution, but everything listed in that document is not even illegal. It's definitely not unlawful. They just use it as a tool to scare you away. Now, I don't run around saying I'm a sovereign citizen. The word citizen has several meanings, so I don't want to say that. Hmm. But we are sovereign. It is very exciting to learn how to be sovereign. I walk the world differently in this cloak of freedom I have put upon myself.
That's interesting. That really is, because the typical person in the United States of America, we are tethered to the system. Entangled by many situations, to the banking system, to the dollar, to the various agencies, through these little tethers and encumbrances. You know, we're sort of tied down. The citizens are tied down almost like Gulliver by a whole bunch of Lilliputians with alphabet soup.
You have to be old enough to understand that reference. Right?
I know. Well, I'm a man of a certain.
I remember that. I saw that stuff.
Yeah, I'm a man of a certain age too.
We like to call it the leash.
Yeah,
the driver's license is the leash. They tie it to everything else. Oh, you want a fishing license? Oh, let's see your driver's license. You don't need a fishing license. You have a right to your privacy. You have a right to feed your family. You have a right to protect yourself. Please, everyone, read the Bill of Rights, read the Constitution, it's not that long, and read your state constitutions, because it says in every state constitution except New York State, isn't this interesting, it talks about the right to form a militia. You have a right to the Second Amendment. It says shall not be infringed. You do, like Florida.
No, it doesn't mean shall not be infringed by 20,000 other laws. You know, they'll say, Gianna Maselli. I love the name, by the way. It's a great, name. But you know, they think, Gianna, it's 2024. You know, it's different. There's so many more people now. There's so many more threats out there, and we need that big, powerful federal government to keep us
even
safe.
Even more reason you should be carrying and protecting yourself. And notice they call it a firearm. It's not a firearm. It's an arm. And one of my students, let me pull this clip. I don't know how much time we have. Let me pull this clip up real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Not a clip, but like a screenshot. I think here it is. One of my students, because I wanted to share something interesting, when looking up in the Black Law definition of an arm, that's what the Second Amendment says, that comes right up and tells us what it is. But when you search for the Black Law definition, Black Law legal, of a firearm, it is not there. I can only find a USC, a code, that tells the definition of a firearm. So they make these parallel words to trick us, and they are mechanisms that they have created to remove our rights, to circumvent them.
Gianna Maselli, and it's Inalienable University, not alienable, right? Inalienable.
Yes, it's inalienable.university. A lot of people argue, well, inalienable was the original word, and, you know, that is some very old font, you know, it gets hard to read. So as it's been recreated over the years, it got changed to unalienable. Basically, they mean the same thing. Someone pointed out some very minor technicalities, but the original is inalienable. Your rights are inalienable. They cannot take them. They cannot abridge them. You can't even give them away without full disclosure that you're doing so, which they never give you. So it's all fraud.
You know, Gianna, I'll bet you're a lot of fun at a police stop, right?
Well, I do think my energy scares people, because I am excited about freedom. I hope it's contagious to the right people.
Well, I'm glad to hear this, too. We didn't even get to your piece yet, because it was kind of going down your various points of view. And it's very thought-provoking, really is. And
thank you very much.
And I agree with so much of this. And yet, at the same time, people are going, well, I got a mortgage, got to go to work, got to pay the bills, and I got to pay for the government employees to lord it over me. You know, I can't do anything about this. I don't know. Maybe there comes a time in which you're able to swoop in and say, hey, can you try freedom again? But your latest piece here that you have up on GiannaMaselli.com is the entire legal system is repugnant to the Constitution. Now, is this the entire system of attorneys, the Esquire, the whole sort of thing? I mean, everything from start to finish?
Especially the attorneys.
And
when you hire an attorney, you are telling the court, not, you know, verbally, you're telling the court that you're incompetent. And you are incompetent, because that is a system. And it's a system designed, the rules, codes, and statutes, it's a system designed to circumvent your rights. You cannot stand in court, unless it's a common law court, as a living man or woman with your rights. You have no rights in traffic court, administrative courts. People don't even know there's many kinds of courts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We certainly know about that. Yeah. And there have been people around here in Southern Oregon, Kurt Chancellor comes to mind, who was battling to hear an administrative, to move something out of administrative court into an Article III constitutional court, right?
You must
record?
Demand. You have to demand it. Now, they'll do everything. They will lie, cheat, and steal, and kick and scream to put up motions and defenses again. And if you're not schooled enough in the system, they have what we like to refer to as trap doors. Oh, you didn't do this. You're going back into statutory. So you just have to really know what you're doing and stand your ground. And that's what we teach in my university.
Now, with the entire legal system being repugnant to the Constitution, you claim that this is why Trump's cases are really dropping like flies one by one out there. How so? Could you explain that?
Well, number one, if we went to the beginning, if I were advising Donald Trump, I first would have stood as a living man that they have no jurisdiction. Because if you look at all of the cases, which I have looked at the paperwork, they all go to the legal entity. And when you use a legal entity, notice this, they go to variations of all capital letters, Donald J. Trump, mm-hmm. Donald Trump. His name is Donald John Trump, uppercase and lowercase. That's his proper given name, and that's the name he would use to stand as a living man. If you have Joe and Bob, they're not the same man because their name's Joe and Bob. If a law was a, if a code was a law, it would be called a law. They're called codes. But what the Supreme Court has ruled is that technically they're bylaws of corporations. And so all of these so-called government entities became private corporations when they removed the use of gold and silver. The United States at the top of the food chain in the District of Columbia ceased from being a representative government to a mere corporation. And as such, it must have a contract to do business with us, but they can't do business with us as living men and women. So with the birth, this act of the birth certificate, they use that as a mechanism to convert us into a legal entity. It's on your Social Security card. Like, you don't own that card. They do. And I'll tell you what else I think. I had to go to the Social Security office maybe 2 months ago, and it was just loaded with immigrants. Now, I don't mean to be mean to immigrants, but you can sit in a room and understand. I had to sit there for 3 hours to do what I wanted to do. And you hear people, no one speaks English. You hear them go to the desk. They don't speak English. All those people are getting Social Security cards because they're giving them legal entity names. And it's my impression and my guess that they're going to use those names to do mail-in voting. They have to get the name.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if the person actually shows up.
So now this is fascinating, just because you talk about it. Yeah, that I wondered why all of a sudden why we're seeing everything when you see the legal definitions that it is a United States is a corporation, right? A corporation. It's like wait, why did we have to do something like that? That doesn't make sense if it is technically the government, the constitutionally conjured, government of, we the people, well, that sort of thing.
I'll tell you what happened. Abraham Lincoln used the bankers, the Rothschild, all those banking families. He used them to get an office, and then they used him to begin the implementation of the system we have today. It's been going on for a very long time.
So we don't have a government as much as we have a corporation with nuclear weapons and F-35s, right? Is that kind of where we are?
Yes, which is, everyone's on social screaming. They don't want to fund Ukraine. They don't want to fund the illegals. Okay, well, stop doing it. Remove yourself from the agencies. You can stop paying taxes. You remove yourself from the contract. Mm. We suggest if you don't drive for a living where you get paid to be a driver and you don't need that license, make the political statement of turning it back in. That is the political statement. Give them the middle finger. I'm not part of your system. And so this is just the beginning of what we teach inside my university.
Gianna, you are a fascinating Conspiracy Theory Thursday guest, and I'm going to have to add
a Conspiracy Theory.
No. I'm saying, but today is Conspiracy Theory Thursday. So, but you're perfect because all of a sudden it's like you wake people up from, hey, wake up from your conspiracy theory.
That is a great Thursday. I'm going to borrow that if that's okay. I like that.
Now, naturally, this is your business model. Have you ever, here's one of the challenges I've seen. I interviewed Irwin Schiff, a number of years. You remember Irwin Schiff. Irwin Schiff.
I sure do.
Irwin Schiff, I interviewed probably about 15 years ago. He died a political prisoner over the income tax fraud, as he put it. And I looked at everything he talked about, And I absolutely knew he was right. I knew he was right, what he was coming from. But, you know, Fed Corporation came for him. There he is. And he died a political prisoner. Now, is this what you're flirting with, too?
No, here's the difference. Now, I haven't researched that to see exactly what he did, but I will when I get some time. The basic concept is you're committing tax fraud if you have signed tax forms and you don't do what you agreed to do. That's legal. So now you're doing something illegal. What we do is remove the contract. The contract's been offered to you under fraud. You don't know it's a contract. Well, how do you know it's a contract? You have to sign it. It's a one-way contract. You don't know the terms that you're giving up your right to private economic activity. I did this in 1999. I have kept all of my money. I use my Social Security number for commerce, and I close the door when I'm done. They forced a system of banking on it where we have to use our Social Security. But Irwin Schiff probably did not remove the contract. So even though he might have had the good knowledge that he had rights, what he didn't do is remove the contract.
Hmm. His son, Peter Schiff, doesn't seem to talk about that much these days, probably because...
Peter Schiff only talks about what he's like. I call him Chicken Little because I used to be on his his email list a long time ago, and everything is the sky is falling, but here, buy my stuff to prevent the sky from falling. And he's never changed from that ever. But okay, he sells a membership for lots of money. I'm sure he makes lots of money. He lives in Puerto Rico under those taxes. So why pay taxes? We want to pay less taxes when you don't have to pay any taxes. But you can never convince him. No one will sit down and listen to what we teach. My partner, Scott, has never, ever, ever contributed to the IRS in his entire life. We're both in our 50s. People laugh at me. I said, well, I did it in 1999. Maybe it'll start working.
Are you sure that you're not being used as a bait to get a bunch of people to come in there and then the Internal Revenue Service decides, hey, we're going to take you all down, Gianna?
No, because we send them an affidavit with our standing. They have to rebut the affidavit, which means a human being, which the IRS is just a corporate entity, a human being has to respond to that, and they have to do it within 21 days. We'll give them 30 for shits and giggles, but they have to respond point by point, and they never do. Most of the time, they send a letter that says, we received your letter, and we need 60 days to look into this, and you never hear from them again.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, I'm not going to vouch for it, but I do want to look more into this, okay? So,
We have lots of testimonials and hundreds of people, and if you join the university, you will hear and meet people. It looks like a Facebook group, but it's an independent website. It's not on Facebook, but it looks very similar. There's classes. There's a feed. You can talk to other people. You put up a profile in your photo, and we have a chat. And it's very fun in there. It goes on all day. I'd rather be chatting in there than seeing what people had for dinner on Facebook.
Yeah. How interesting if if this were to catch fire and you had more and more people then saying we're going to stand in our real power. You know, as a...
We plan on it. Mm. We just launched this new curriculum January this year, but I've already had this membership from November since 22, which was really more about removing jurisdiction from like masks and vaccinations and things like that, how you did that. So the evolution of the university has been absolutely amazing. Some of the high points, like how do you learn how to do this? It's not going to be in a book. You have to understand what the common law is. So I have a library with 80 common law audio lessons in it that will rewind your mind from the social conditioning. And we have a Supreme Court library that probably has 40 or 50 cases, and we're adding more every day, and we teach people how to read those. So we teach you the lens with which to see the fraud and when you're unknowingly giving consent and how to remove it.
Very interesting. Gianna, what is the best way to get to Inalienable University? Where do you go?
Well, I'll tell you, because I'm doing so many radio interviews and people can't spell Inalienable, I just made a URL. Scott is my partner. So I just made Gianna and Scott, the word and, Scott.com. GiannaandScott.com will take you to my website. I have a book. We have a channel on Rumble. And we have the Inalienable University, and they all connect from that website.
Very good. Gianna, it's a pleasure talking with you. Very thought-provoking. And we'll have to have you back, really. Okay? Take care.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you.
It is 7:34 at KMED and 99.3 KBXG on the Bill Meyer Show.
Does your property have adequate defensible space for fire season?